Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth, the catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Howie Bedell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the first baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mac Jones. Batting sixth, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Howie Bedell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bedell strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke takes first base on ball four. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Tap moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Howie Bedell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bedell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bedell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Bedell reaches third base with a triple. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bedell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tap hits a fly ball into left field. Bedell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 0 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howie Bedell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bedell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bedell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hubs fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Rogers, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hubbs tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Bedell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Matthews moves to second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Aaron moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Aaron scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Braves. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McKnight pinch hits for LTAP. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Bob Anderson now pitching. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel strikes out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Howie Bedell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bedell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bedell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bedell. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Aaron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.